The Vagina Monologues, written by Eve Ensler, is being brought out once again for UTC's sixth consecutive production. This documents and celebrates the unique, funny, and even sad experiences concerned with the struggles of being a woman. The production will take place February 13th through the 15th. WUTC's Virginia Daniels talked with Harley Milligan, the production director, and Sarah Peters, director of the Women's Center at UTC.
For all the listeners that aren't familiar with the Vagina Monologues, what is the production about?
Well, it's a production about women and their stories. We have funny stories and sad stories and raunchy stories, just about being alive and being a woman.
Mm-hmm. When people think of the Vagina Monologues, they think of it as a play. But really, it's not just a play. It's more of an awareness announcement. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I would definitely agree with that. I think the Vagina Monologues is kind of a unique experience for a lot of people who come see it because they expect to hear the word vagina and to talk about, like, sex and being a woman. But we also have monologues about being assaulted. And so it's not just about a laugh. It's also an opportunity to learn as well.
And, you know, there are other plays and events that you could put on each year, but you always come back to the Vagina Monologues. What sort of values does it hold for everyone to where it continues to be a timeless production rather than just, you know, like a redundant production?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. I think, one, it's just the sheer fun of going. I think every year we have, especially community members that go year after year, and they'll come up to me as I'm taking their tickets and they'll say things like, oh, I get my girlfriends together and we go every time. And it really is just a fun kind of almost bonding experience. I don't know how else to put it. And then there's also the reality that of all of the different productions that we look at, I think this one incorporates really women's experiences in a broad way, that not only are you dealing with kind of the harsh reality of assault and things like that, but also the joy of being female. So for both the audience and everybody, it's just wonderful.
There's been some kind of controversy about the play. You know, just what are your thoughts on some of the controversies surrounding the Vagina Monologues?
All of these are based on real women's stories. Eve Ensler, the writer of the play, she went out and interviewed women and basically translated their stories into this performance piece. And so while there are certain aspects of it that people might not like, these are real world experiences from real women. And so we can't edit that just because we don't necessarily like what they have to say.
Are there any new changes to this year's production?
There are. Every year at Eve Ensler, she writes an additional monologue called The Spotlight. And this year, we actually have two spotlight pieces that we are performing. So the Vagina Monologue stays new pretty much every year because Eve does include a new monologue each year. And this year, we are fortunate enough to have two.
And what are those two?
They are called And Then We Were Jumping and 1 Billion Rising. And 1 Billion Rising is a campaign that Eve launched last year. It's the idea that 1 billion women on the planet have been violated, and we're rising against that.
You know, there's some people out there that might not see the production that's right up their alley. You know, what are some of the production's characteristics that, you know, are perhaps unexpected or surprising to the most uninterested audience member?
My mother and my stepfather went, which was funny. And I think that they were surprised by how touched they were by it. I think going and seeing it performed and seeing the students up there doing these performances really gets to your heart. I mean, even when you're laughing, there's also this part that's reaching in there and kind of, you know, squeezing your heart a little bit. I think people are always surprised by how much they really enjoyed it. So it's always surprising to everybody.
This year's proceeds from the play are going to two very important initiatives in Chattanooga, the Transformation Project at UTC and Chattanooga's Partnership for Families. Tell me about these two organizations.
The Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults, we have had a long partnership with them ever since the Transformation Project was first formed. They have been an amazing partner to us, and we give the money specifically to their crisis services. So those services deal with the Sexual Assault Crisis Resource Center and the Domestic Violence Shelter. We feel it's incredibly important to support those two services because in terms of direct impact on women who are victims of violence. Here in Chattanooga, those are the two services that really, really help. The Transformation Project itself is based here at UTC, and it allows us to serve students who are victims of violence. We have a large student body and growing student body here at UTC, and we know that college campuses are a place where sexual assault and domestic violence do occur, and so to have those resources here for our students, are it's incredibly important.
Final question, what would you say your favorite monologue would be out of the whole production?
My favorite, I love all of the monologues. I hold some very special to my heart. One of my favorites would have to be one that was added last year by Eve called Over It, and it's about being over rape culture. That one really affected the audience, the cast, myself especially. So probably the new edition of Over It's my favorite right now.
If we're talking about more serious monologues, probably my favorite is My Vagina Was My Village, which is about war crimes in Bosnia.
Yugoslavia, Bosnia. Yeah,
okay, yes, in Bosnia. So that one's probably my favorite in terms of serious ones. And then, you know, I love My Angry Vagina. I mean, you just can't get better than that. When it's done well, I almost fall over laughing every single time.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate that.